Welcome back to Homeschooled Podcast. We're very excited to have you, and we're very excited to have our guest today. It's been a long time, but I'm glad he's back. Darren Carter is back on the Homeschooled Podcast. Welcome back, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. And I love how your studio is evolving, man. This is This is quite, guys, you don't understand. How many episodes are you in?
This, I think, is 271.
271, and then you did another podcast even before this one, I believe. The other episode, or the other, it's your other home, you did, or was it all this podcast?
It's always been this podcast.
Wow, it's incredible, man.
Yeah, dude, we're excited. We're coming up on episode 300, so maybe we'll do something special.
That's cool. You've done live shows, you've done...
You were there.
Now you have cameras, you've moved it over, it looks more homey, I like that curtain you brought. I mean, this is incredible.
I always say to people that want to start a podcast, like I was always so scared, like, I don't know what I'm doing, which I really don't. And I always say, like, listen, it's like, if you think about it like that, and life is like that. Like, if you think about it as, like, so much, oh, man, I can't get ahead of my bills, or I can't get out of debt, or something like that, or I can't start a podcast. It seems like I have to do so much, but, like, just start little.
Yeah.
And then, like, I got, like, the cheapest mics. I didn't even do camera back then. Just get it going, and then you're going to improve as a better host.
You do, right? You improve. Like, I think I'm on episode 102 of mine, or maybe 103. I haven't put it out the third one yet, or 103. But same thing. I literally started this go-around because I had another one with the partner back in, 2013.
Right. But I remember that.
Yeah, but this you were on the final episode of that one.
Oh, that's right.
When he blew up and was like, "I'm out of here, I quit," and I was like, "Oh boy," And then I just put my effort for the, rather than starting right away, because Joey Diaz was like, "Yeah, start right away." All those listeners,
that's true.
And I was like, So I put out two albums so I could make some money, get them going, put my creativity in that. But I started my podcast, the current one, Pocket Party. The Pocket Party Podcast, literally with not even a cheap microphone. It was on my phone. Like the first three or four episodes, I used this app called Anchor, and you could just put the phone down and And I thought, let me take this to the next level. And that's when I got all the equipment, like you did. And
you don't use Anchor anymore?
No, I still use Anchor, but I use the equipment, and then I download the file or upload the file to the anchor.com website or whatever.
It's pretty easy.
As opposed to just from the phone, it sounds way better. And, I love it. I love it. I love learning new things. And I think what you just said, it just got to keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a little bit,
Right. If you start at the bottom and, you just do whatever you can do, for right now.
And as many episodes as, is it cool that we're talking right now? Or am I,
well, I'm going to do the sponsors and then we'll officially start. But so remember that.
Okay. Cool.
Because
I'll hold on to that thought.
The more we do before this, it's going to get edited out when I send you the file.
Oh.
You understand what I'm saying?
You got it.
Because you know what? My intro and your thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, you guys, so we're going to talk about some stuff here. We always have a great episode when Darren's here. We're either laughing and having some jokes and having a good time, or we're just getting into some motivational deep stuff. But so I'm excited for this episode. This episode is brought to you by Embrace Pet Insurance. I cannot stress enough the importance of having insurance for your pet. It's as important of having insurance for yourself, because your pet is also just as likely, if not more likely, to get ill or have an accident, okay? And pet bills are expensive, all right? If you take your pet to the vet, you're going to walk away spending a couple $100. If they need to have a surgery or something or take medications, it's going to be in the thousands, you guys. Don't be unprepared. Be prepared. That's what insurance is about. It's Embrace Pet Insurance. I'm not telling you got to go buy something. Listen, it might be... You might be thinking, is this too expensive for me? All I'm asking is that you get a quote, okay? Just click the link in the description. It doesn't take long. You put what type of pet you have, how big they are. You answer a couple questions, and they give you a quote. There's expensive ones, and there's not expensive ones. Depends on how much insurance you want to get on your pet. But it is important because they are part of your family. You know you love them like one of your own. So get them insured, all right, you guys? Just click the link in the description. Don't wait. Do it today. Also, this episode is brought to you by Masterclass, one of our proud sponsors here at Homeschooled Podcast. One of the reasons we're so proud to work with Masterclass is because of how they really help us push an idea that we're constantly pushing here on the Homeschooled Podcast, which is follow your dreams, reach for the stars, you know, like we were just talking about. You start at the bottom, you do what you can while you can, and then you just work your way up as you go. Not everything has to have the stars all align at once for you to start. You just start and you work your way up. And Masterclass is great because you can take a basics class on just about anything, okay? I mean, we're talking about professionals. We're talking about people that are most known for this particular craft, whatever it may be, acting, writing, singing, stand-up, directing, how to write a film, how to edit it. Like, I mean, it's all on there. It's hard to take a class. It's hard to find the time and the budget. And that's why Masterclass makes it that much easier for you to follow your dreams. All you have to do is click the link in the description and sign up today. You can sign up for the entire year. You can just check out one class, whatever you want. It's made to be affordable. And most importantly, it's made to be at your means. All right, you guys, your schedule, your budget, just make sure you get it done. And that's it for now. That's all the sponsors. Just make sure you head to homeschoolpod.com for everything. You can check out merch for the Homeschool Podcast t-shirts and including the tour dates. I got a couple dates coming up. I'll be in Hemet, California on March 21st. So head to homeschoolpod.com, click on tour, and you can get tickets to that show in Hemet, California. That's where I'm headed next. All right, you guys. I'm Augustino Zoida. We're here with Darren Carter. This is the Homeschool Podcast. Thank you for joining.
Please take your seats. School is now in session.
Homeschool Podcast.
Homeschool.
The Homeschool Podcast. Why? Because he was homeschooled.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I don't want to do that at all.
I love that song.
Do you?
And the sound bites. That was awesome.
That's the only music we're going to do now, guys, because I can't, you know, I'm trying to get it on more platforms, and some of these platforms, they don't let you, like, take an already edited track and submit it to them. They just go, give us the RSS feed of where your podcast comes from. So it's like, I can't do music anymore.
You used to use, like, illegal music, or you would want to, like, Van Halen. Or
I used to
or
play, like, Michael yeah, Jackson or, yeah. And, like, it wouldn't matter for podcasting, but now they're starting to crack down. So yeah, I had to stop.
Yeah,
but before the podcast, we were, you know, talking about this is like episode 271, I think, for me. It's episode 100 and
I don't know. I've done 100 and 203 already. So
okay, yeah. So this might be 104 for you,
somewhere in there. Yeah,
and it's just, you know, I started at the very bottom. It's very scary when you want to start something and not necessarily even want to. Like, I don't even think I wanted to start a podcast.
Really?
I think, like, I just
you
had
were drafted.
To. Yeah.
Like, you know, get over here. You're a stand-up comic? Do a podcast. Like, what is it?
That's what it is. It's like, I sometimes felt
there's
like,
a calling in with the universe. Mm-hmm. You're like, what can I do? I want to express myself. I want to get out there more than just stand-up comedy. And then it's like, maybe you're not getting a spot that week. Maybe you're not getting as many as you want. Maybe you're not. And you're like, oh, here's another creative outlet. And I see that. Let me go for it. And it's like, we're so blessed and lucky to have this because, you know, when I started out, I've been doing this over 20 plus years. They didn't have this. You know, I mean, if you wanted to reach people, you had to do radio. And in radio, it was actually pretty big back then, like in the 90s. But still, there was like breaks. So you'd be, you know, we're talking with Augustino, and we'd talk to you for like 6 minutes, and then we go to commercial, and you're lucky if you got to stick around for two or three more segments. But that was it. Done. There was no, we didn't really have websites back then. It was just like, come see him, you know, come see him at the San Francisco Punchline or wherever I was at. And so it's great now. Like, that's why I called Mind Pocket Party the Pocket Party podcast. I figured people could take out their phone. Boom. There's a, you know, a library of shows for them, you know.
Right. I think people so much more prefer podcasts to like radio now. I know so many people that just go like, I just listen to my podcast. I don't even listen to the radio anymore because it's like you find like Howard Stern's great. You know, he's one of the best interviewers ever, but like he has such a variety on and some, I feel like people like that they can find something they're actually interested in and there's probably a podcast about it. You know, whatever you're interested in, there's probably someone doing a podcast about it. I mean, sure, there's sports radio, and that's fun to listen to, too. But there's, like, specifically your team's radio on podcast. Right. So it's all, like, biased, you know? Yeah. But it's just great. It's entertaining.
Just like our podcasts are biased.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, who's your favorite comedian? Darren Carter. How about you? Who's your favorite comedian?
Darren Carter.
Oh, I like it. I've converted one other person.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
I just think that, you know, I did start, I think that's what you're talking about. I did start a podcast, not, like I said, I feel like I got drafted because I thought, like, I felt left out. I felt like I'm a comic, but if you don't have a podcast, there's, you don't have a chance, you know? Like, it's not, like, I already felt as a comic that I was outnumbered in this town, and I still am, but now you also don't have a podcast. I feel like you're not even in the running.
Yeah, it's almost like you don't have an email or a website. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a friend that's, he started doing comedy recently, and he didn't have any, like, Instagram or Twitter or any social media, and he was trying to be like, you know, because he's one of those guys that's, like, sort of resisting, and I get it. He was like, I don't want to have to put every thought out there. And
neither do
and
I.
He's like, I don't want to. And then he would see, like, the guy get fired from SNL, and he's like, see, I don't want to do that. I don't want to put all this. And he's like, and he said, but the look that he gets from people, and they're like, all right, man, we're going to book you. And then they're like, can you tweet this? He's like, I don't have a Twitter. And they're
of
like,
course.
They're like, what? And they're like, well, okay, just do it on Instagram. I don't have that. And then they almost look at him like, all right, I want to know if I'll be booking this guy again. Because mm-hmm. it's like, he's dead weight. You know what I mean?
You got to have something.
Yeah. You got to broadcast something. And
believe me, I don't want to do it. If I wasn't a comic, I don't think I would be on any social media. I'm not really, like, a fan of it.
I think it's, I have a friend that struggles with it. And I think his problem is he's a consumer. And I say, dude, you're a content creator. You're the guy that's supposed to be, you know, putting stuff out there to entertain others. You're sitting there because he keeps complaining about how much time he wastes, which I get.
What do you mean he has a problem with it?
He has a problem with, he's like, every time I go on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, I get mad.
Because
he's like, he's constantly just scrolling, getting mad, reading what people are saying.
Well, he should just stop following those
I know.
People.
And I go, dude, why exactly? I go, I don't have that problem. You know, I mean, I could have that problem if I were to, like, follow certain accounts or whatever. And the same thing, he's like, he goes, then I'm always, like, following these girls, and I'm just, like, getting horny, or I'm getting mad at them, and I'm like, dude, stop following them. Like, I go, your goal is to think of funny stuff, figure out how to put it out there, if it's going to be a meme or a video or whatever, or something motivational or something like that. Use your creativity. I mean, I'm not going to say I don't look at other, because I do like looking at other stuff, but if I catch myself getting lost on there or just wasting time,
so
I'm,
easy.
Like, I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it.
I mean, of course you run into hot girls on there. But I also get mad at them because I, like, you know, they'll constantly be posting pictures of themselves half naked, and then all of a sudden they'll want to talk about politics. And and I'm not saying that you shouldn't have an opinion, but I am saying, like, I don't come here for your opinion.
You lured me in with your bikini.
Yeah. It's just, I can't take you seriously.
I know. And then they'll do a thing where they don't even really talk about their own opinion. They're just doing Maya Angelou quotes or whatever. just quote, live your best life. Like,
you know, I mean, I get hooked into it. I mean, if I wasn't a comic, I don't think I would have it. But now that I do have it, I get hooked into it. It's so easy. Like, I can't tell you how many times I think of something and I go, oh, I want to go look for this guy. Like, let's say I want to go look for, this is a bad example, but let's say I want to go look for Darren Carter, right?
Yeah.
And I go, like, what's Darren Carter's handle again? Is it Darren Carter or is it Darren Carter comic? So I'll go to, like, go to the search to go search you.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I'll see all the stuff in the news, and it'll be like, rumors, Tom Brady might go to Raiders. And I'm like, what? And I click, and then
hey,
I read that.
What happened to Darren Carter?
Yeah. And then before you know it, you're down the rabbit hole. And then all of a sudden, I'm just like, who was I looking for again?
Oh, I've had that happen. I know. Even today, some guy posted, hey, I'm going to start filming my podcast. What are the best cameras I should use? And then the next thing you know, I was like, oh, I'll read this later. And then I went, because something popped up, and then I was like, what was I trying to look at again? And there's, oh, yeah, it was that guy that wanted to know what cameras. And
right.
Yeah. But back to you and how you've progressed. It's like, it's amazing to, like, you know, like, you add little by little, right? Like, you're mm-hmm. like, let me get better mics. Let me get better camera. Let me get that ring light so we're, like, lit better. What about this? Have you had, and I'm sure you have, like, you know, there's, like, ups and downs. Did you ever hit any, like, walls, like, maybe like episode 60 where you're like, man, is this thing growing? Is this thing, what the hell, man?
All the time.
And how many times do you think that's happened to you? Is it once a year or is it every 5 months or when?
Every 5 months.
Yeah. Cause
something like that.
There's something, because at first it's exciting, right? Yeah. Like not even at first. Well, it is exciting at first because there's the possibility, I'm starting a podcast. this is great. This is going to change things. And then I remember, like, some of the milestones that I got that were exciting were like random people, like big time comedians, Frank Caliendo retweeted my link. And I was like, wow, I barely know him as far as, right. you know, like, you know, like I know him. We started, you know, I remember the early days, but I don't really, I haven't seen him in years. And that was so cool that he randomly did that. I find that there's random acts of kindness when it comes to, I think what it is people see like, oh, Agostino's trying. Let me help him. Let me just press retweet.
Yeah.
You know? So there's that. It's like, I remember that was an exciting like thing where I'm like, wow, certain, you know, people would retweet the link and kind of spread the word. That was a cool milestone. Getting a kind of a bigger guest with a bigger following, that's another cool milestone, right?
Yes.
That's another, like, wow. And then another milestone that I hit was having somebody on the podcast that wasn't a comedian, because I'm used to talking to comedians, somebody that wasn't a stand-up, but I was like, I know this person, but I don't know them that well, but let's try that. That was a milestone. That was Buddy McGirt, 2-time world champion boxer, Buddy McGirt. And I was a little nervous, because I told him even before I had him on, I was like, listen, I just want to, you know, we're going to keep it very broad, general, and talk. I'm not one of those, I'm not like a boxing where I'm like, the third round when you were against, I don't know, I'm not like that, you know?
Yeah.
But that was a milestone. Another milestone was,
like, let's just get to know you.
Yeah, yeah. I had another one that was interviewing somebody that wasn't a comedian, wasn't an entertainer. They were in the army and they went to Iraq and Afghanistan. And because on stage I had mentioned that my podcast, I try to shine the light on the world and keep it a little bit positive. You know, I say, you know, there's plenty of serial killer podcasts and all that stuff, you know, like those murders, you know. I go, we try to like shine the light and keep a little, you know.
Keep going. It light.
Yeah, keep a little bit light at time. I mean, not the whole time, but you know, I'm not going to sit there and do, you know, angry rants. And so this guy came up to my merch table afterwards and was like, hey, I did some suicide promotion for the military, and I'd love to come on and we could talk about my journey in the army. And I said, let's do it. That was a milestone, because I was like, I don't know, what am I gonna? I even thought, man, this could be like a 20-minute podcast, or it turned out to be a 2-part podcast. It was great. It was great. Like the first hour, and then the second hour is joined by Fraser Smith, you know, from KLOS Radio, and Fraser was great because he's got that radio voice, mm-hmm. and kicked in and. That was another milestone. But there are those times where it starts to go down a little bit, where you're like, you know, I remember I reached out to something and they were like, you have to have 10,000 downloads per episode. And I was like, well, I'm not there yet. And it's like, that's sort of a wake-up call.
Yeah.
You know.
It is. There is, but it's those little things that you were talking about that keep you going, because there's a lot of times where there's a huge feeling of doubt and man, what am I doing this for?
Can I hear some of your milestones? I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, man. A lot of what you were talking about. So
yeah.
I would say, you know, when you see a jump in the numbers, when you have a guest on, not necessarily that they're so well known, although that's another one too. When someone agrees to do your podcast, that they're kind of a big deal.
Yeah,
that's one.
I had Jamie Kennedy on recently.
See, and then so here's another one is. Sorry, I lost my train of thought for a second.
Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah, fucking Jamie Kennedy did it to me.
But he's
okay. So not necessarily not only who you have on, but when you have an episode that you think just went so good.
Yeah,
like that was such an entertaining episode. This is where, like, when you have an episode and you go, this is what I want all my episodes to be like. Like, this is what I've been trying to make my podcast about. And, you know, that's what I'm striving for. And, like, you ever have an episode where you go, I think that I might blow up after this? Like, I've had those. I'm like, man, I think that this is going to go viral.
Yeah.
You know? And then, you know, and then you'll have someone really well known on, and then you'll see your numbers just jump. And then you get really excited. And then all of a sudden, like, the next guest will go back down to normal. It's like, oh, so all those people, they just jumped over because they were a big fan of that person. But, like, they didn't stick around. So I don't know if they're not willing to give a shot.
And what do? You just say, I'm going to put out another episode and another episode. And you just don't get down, right?
Well, I mean, you're going to get down. You're going to. It gets me down all the time. I still go through it. I'm not going to say I haven't in a long time, because I still do. Yeah. And then I go through like little funks of like, and then I feel like people moved on to a different podcast, but they still listen to mine. But they're listening to somebody else's first. Like, I used to be the one they listened to first. Mm. And, like, because I would notice the numbers. And now I don't notice the numbers, like, were low. But then a couple of days later, they'll be back up to normal. So I'm like, I think that people are listening later than they used to. They're not listening to it right when it comes out.
Do you still do 2 a week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough.
I'm only doing one a week, but why two a week? That's even more work, right?
It's even more work, but I haven't lost audience. It's great to have the numbers grow.
What days do you put them out?
They go out on Tuesday morning and Friday morning. Mm. Right now. I could switch things.
Do you ever have like that feeling of homework where it's like, oh God, it's Friday and I haven't put it out. Or I need to get a guest or.
Yeah, it does feel like that. It does. I mean, but then again, my whole life feels like that. My whole life is just like all this stuff that I got to do, and I try to be really organized and plan. I'm a good planner though, and I plan stuff like you know, stuff.
It's almost like you were homeschooled.
Yeah. People throw like a monkey wrench in the middle of your plans, and it's just like sometimes you have to adapt.
I think that that is a key to happiness, though, is being busy. So that's good that you're like, I got all this stuff to do. It's worse when you're like, you know, don't have anything to do in a weird way where you're like, I don't really, you know, like if you're no big TV shows coming up, no movies, no commercial auditions, not a lot of bookings, not a lot. And then that's when you're like, what am I, you know, that's when you're like twiddling your thumbs and like
for example, yesterday was Monday, right?
Yeah.
Yesterday was Monday. I was supposed to do a podcast with Sam Tripoli. He was going to come on. And then I knew I had you today. So Monday, I was going to record it. It was going to be released for my Tuesday morning episode. Mm-hmm. This one that we're recording right now is going to be the Friday episode, right? So I'm like, boom, I'm good right there.
Thank God it's Friday.
Yeah, and then Sam couldn't make it yesterday, I'm not mad at him. He's got two brand new baby girls, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, dude, you know, I got the kids, and I'm like, I understand. He goes, well, we're going to do it Wednesday. So this week I'm actually doing three podcasts, which because I couldn't not do one last night, because then I wouldn't have anything to release Tuesday morning like I always do. So last night I actually did one with just me and Kevin.
That's like good. Last at least you had somebody, you know.
So that'll be out, and then this one will be Friday, and then I'll record tomorrow with Sam Tripoli, and that one's going to be the Monday of next week. You didn't see what I'm saying? It's just like.
Do you do
a full-time job?
Have you figured out how to do a phone call yet? Have you done that yet?
Yeah. And I use Skype.
You use Skype?
People Skype in.
Yeah. Where do they Skype? On your phone?
I bring my laptop.
Laptop? And is it sound pretty clear or no?
It sounds great. It sounds like we're talking on the phone.
Wow.
It sounds perfect. And it's absolutely great. Like, I hear them in my headphones, and the microphone from me talking goes into the laptop, and they hear me.
Wow. Because I do phone calls, but I don't know if it sounds great. I think it sounds pretty good, but not, I wouldn't say great.
But what are you doing, like holding it up to the mic or?
Yeah, something like that. What I'm doing is what I do is I have a Bose Bluetooth speaker, and I just crank it.
Oh, wow.
And then I put the microphone right up to the speaker, and I put a towel around it just to kind of so it.
Does it sound distorted?
No, not really. And the only thing is, and I don't know if it was my last one time I did it recently, and the guy was driving. So sometimes he would be like, and it's oh, you son of a. but I told him, I said, listen, before we even did it, I go, because I knew he was driving. And he goes, I go, just trust. I go, we just don't want to keep saying what.
Right, that's the worst.
So then there was moments where especially when I did like this funny thing, I forget what, I did some rant, and it was like where you're supposed to, like a normal laugh.
Yeah.
And he just kind of was like quiet. And I was like, all right. And then I still didn't hear him. And he was like, and then that's the one time where he went, sorry, man, I lost you. And I was like, oh, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
But the phone call thing is cool because if you ever get into a jam, like with
you can have a guest call in.
Like how you said a guest. Yeah.
Exactly. I don't like to make a habit of it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want like the person who's supposed to be in studio going like, hey man, can I just call it in? I don't want to be calling it. There's a difference. There really is a difference. But for guys like for example, I had Al Delbeni call in recently. He lives in Australia. You know? So it was like, what else am I going to do? And it was great to have him call in, you know?
That's so cool. Is he starting to get an Australian accent?
No.
Oh.
Nah, he's still a Boston douche. No, he's great, man. He's doing great. But it was great to have the input from a comic who has been living in Australia for the past couple of years and see what's going on.
I did some phone calls during Christmas, and I got to tell you, it was fun, man. Like, I did, like, extra, you know, episodes in December, and I was like, you get a Christmas bonus.
Yeah, but who are you, like, calling? Like, your dad?
No. I had a buddy that, like, it was great, though. I had, like, Johnny Sanchez called in.
Okay.
And, which is, you know, from Mad TV. And
he's such a nice guy.
He is, and we grew up in near the same area, so we talked a lot about, like, the toys that we grew up with and a lot of, you know,
memories. Where, in Fresno?
Yeah, yeah. I grew up in Fresno. He grew up in Tulare. And then I had another guy that called in that was, he worked at a Christmas tree farm in New Jersey. And yeah, and then I had another Christmas episode that was really good. Do you know who Marty Ross is?
I don't think so.
He's 70, no, he might be 80 years old. I don't know, he's older. We'll just put it that way. He's either his late 70s or early 80s, I forget. And Jewish. And he was 6 years old when World War II ended, but he talked about Hanukkah and how the soldiers came back Christmas, you know, season, and they danced in the New York City building, like, courtyard. And he goes, I remember throwing, like, the gold coins and the chocolate coins, and it was a really sweet story.
Wow.
It was cool. That was another, like, cool, like, feeling, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember, it was fun, though, man. Podcasting was fun. I remember, like, eating my little chocolate-covered candy canes, getting ready to do the Christmas episode, and it was fun, man. Like, I love it. You know,
yeah, see,
that's the good stuff.
You know? Once you start having fun with it, like I said in the beginning, I didn't really want to do a podcast. I thought I had to, and
you're definitely gotten better at it.
Well, thank
you.
You
weren't bad, but you know.
No, yeah. I mean, I think everybody's bad in the beginning. I think that you can be bad at having a podcast for sure. I think that I still to this day get mad at myself for some episodes. Like, I wasn't good on it. And sometimes I get really mad at guests if they're not a good. I don't tell them, but like in my head, I'm just going like, ugh. You know, yeah. I get really annoyed.
If you guys are ever a guest on a podcast, I'll tell you something that let's go back and forth. I'll just tell you two things that were negative. One, that this guy, I would say put your phone away or like put it out of sight because it's just too distracting when you see that notification. I mean, I can't blame him, but I've had a couple times where the guest would like play with their phone too much and like start looking at it. And then I had one guest one time. That literally, the you guys would never know because I edited it and made it look good. But and what we talked for like 15 minutes, and he's like, "Oh wait, I gotta take this call." What? Oh, sorry, man. I gotta go make some money. And it was just like, dude.
Wow.
Like, yeah, it's like you can't put the phone away for like 40 minutes.
Yeah, if I'm gonna do a podcast, I'm not gonna take breaks. I'm not gonna take phone calls. It's like I'm doing a podcast. It's it's 45 to 60 minutes.
Right.
You can't sit there for 60 minutes. Without your phone.
What's something that a guest has done that you're like, that's not a good thing. I don't like it.
What bothers me the most is when they're interrupting me or interrupting each other or, you know what I mean? I don't like people talking over each other. It not only is it really bad for editing because it's hard to edit one sentence when they're talking over each other. Like, I wanted to get that guy's part out. It's bad for editing. It's bad for when you're trying to make your little YouTube or Instagram clips. And you add caption, you have to put caption on stuff. So I use a program, an app, and it doesn't detect what they are saying when they're all talking at the same time and interrupting each other. So that's annoying. And also, I just feel like it's going to make people change the station or turn it off.
Do you use what app do you use? Is it called Headliner?
No, I don't use that one because they don't.
Oh.
I tried it in the beginning. They don't let you. They don't host longer videos, like bigger files. Like if I do the whole episode, they don't let me do it.
They do now.
Oh,
they
really?
If you go to headliner.com or whatever.
Yeah, no, I know what it is.
Yeah.
They do it now? Maybe they fixed it because I complained about that forever.
And I don't know if they do the closed caption for the whole thing, but I know that they do the whole episode.
Maybe I'll try it now because in the beginning I was trying it and they wouldn't even let me put like a 5 minute video. They couldn't support it.
Oh, they definitely do it now.
Okay, and then.
But I don't know how much those apps are accurate. Don't you always have to go in and kind of
always?
Fix
them? They're never accurate.
Yeah.
But like it makes it even more difficult when everyone's talking over each other, and I just think that people are not going to want to listen to that while you're in the car. You know, people stopping each other. It's frustrating.
By the way, I know I'm friends with Mike Carano, and he's on like Dr. Drew's podcast, and he does Eddie from the Improv, Eddie at the Bar.
Okay.
And he edits a lot of those podcasts, and he said that a thing that made me feel a bit more comfortable, he goes, everybody does this. Everybody stutters. Everybody's train of thought. They don't finish their words. He goes, it's just the way it is. You know?
Yeah.
Because I used to be a little bit insecure, like, oh, I wish my thoughts were clearer and I didn't, because sometimes I'll catch myself stuttering or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's just normal, man. That's
I don't feel so bad about stuttering. I don't think I do it that often, but I mean, I do it.
Yeah.
But I don't feel bad about it. I just, but I honestly think I don't start sentences without finishing them. I don't, even if it's like 40 minutes later, I'm going to come back to my point. Mm. But the problem that I have is with a lot of guests is that you'll be in the middle of a point and they don't let you finish it.
The Story Choppers.
Mm-hmm. Story Choppers. And yeah. they think that you're done, maybe, and they just jump in there. It's like, well, if I didn't make the point yet.
I like to go like this. I don't know if you guys, I cross my fingers. So if I have something, I'm like, and I'll go like this usually, and I'll just be like,
oh, really?
This reminds me to go to that thing, what I was going to say. Oh,
I thought you were going to say it's giving them hand signals, like, I'm not done yet.
Cross your legs, mother effer.
No. I'm going to start doing hand signals like, no one talks while I no do this.
You can, like, if you know, you could be like, and da, 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 like that. You could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like little hidden, you know, like in baseball, like, you know, yeah.
But the thing is, I would recommend not for you and Kevin to do it without the guest knowing, because then the person might be like, they might catch on that you guys were doing this secret hand signal system and be like, what the hell are these guys? Do I suck? They might go in internal and feel insecure.
Right.
Like I like to make sure that it's recording. So I remember like the first 25, I still do it every now and then, but I definitely in the first, I'd be like, I would make sure that the thing was recording, like the numbers were moving. And I had a guest that was like, I'd explain to people that that's what I'm doing, because I had a guest that was like, what's wrong? Am I boring? What's wrong? And I was like, no, you're fine. I just want to make sure it was recording, you know?
Right. Because that's a bad one to have to tell somebody, hey, you know how you donated your time with me to do my podcast? I didn't get it, you know? I've never actually had to do that.
One time I went to Koreatown during traffic, and the guest forgot to unload their SD card or whatever, the memory card.
Mm-hmm.
And the podcast popped off after like 17 minutes.
Oh, no.
And they're like, oh, I'm sorry.
And when I used to have other co-hosts.
Yeah.
Remember, I don't know if you remember, I had, before Kevin, I switched around a lot because I didn't really know how to do anything. The last co-host that I had handed me over like the sound card, the SD card. And I was learning to do it on my own at that point. And I'm like, I'm going to find my own co-host. Give me the SD card. I'm going to do it. So when I put the SD card in, I found such a mess. Mm. Like, no organization. And there were every episode we ever recorded were in there.
Oh.
And I was like why? Like, why is it? I'm such an organized, planned person that it drove me insane. Like, what I do is once I've, like, edit the episode and it's done and I put it up.
Yeah.
I save it in a hard drive somewhere so I still have the original file.
Yeah.
And I delete it from the SD card right away.
Oh, I do that too, yeah.
And my SD card is always free for the new episode.
Yeah.
I would never want to come across...
My SD card holds 6 hours and 9 minutes.
I don't know how long my holds, but I ain't doing no six-hour podcast.
right. Because there was a few times where I had some longer ones on there, and I got nervous. So I was like,
Oh, I've done 3 hours, though.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a problem. Just start fresh, you know what I mean? I don't want to run into a situation where I'm like, oh, my God, it stopped recording at about an hour and 20. I have ran into that problem with video, though. In the beginning, I was new to video, and I ran out of space on the camera. I have had that happen. Mm. But it was just like, that's not a big deal because I was still new, and I just switched to the logo. And we still were able to have the podcast.
Oh, I think I've seen some of your podcasts. Or I saw one on YouTube that was
It just
like
switched
that.
To the logo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that's because cool. I ran out of space.
There's one where it's like logo on the left, and then your face is on the right or something.
That's when I do solo podcasts with no guests.
That's cool. That looks good.
Thank you. Yeah, Kevin does all that. And I mean, I don't know anything about video editing, so Kevin does all that
Eventually,
stuff.
You're probably going to learn it, you know.
Maybe.
Baby steps.
Yeah.
Because you know? I didn't know any of this stuff, and then once I started learning, I'm like... It's so much, you feel more empowered, because I don't have to rely on, like, you know, anybody else, which I like. I'm like with my YouTube channel. So, you know how you started the podcast?
Uh-huh.
I started the same thing with my YouTube channel. About 2 years ago, I started, like, pumping up the videos, learning to edit, going to iMovie. So, now I have over 200 videos on YouTube, and I'm, you know, subscribers are growing every day, and it's pretty cool.
That's great, dude.
It's another thing where it's, like, you learn the little, you know, the little... techniques and tricks
and
tips.
You have to have the drive to do it.
The drive to do it. Yep.
You know, you can learn the tricks, but it's like it's the consistency and having to, like, it's another full-time job.
What do they say when, you know, because the same thing with that, where you could get kind of bummed out and be like, ooh, and they say, just roll your sleeves up and just keep going forward.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man. I got distracted again because you reminded me of that thing from Rocky Balboa. You got to keep moving forward, remember? Did you see the recent one when Kevin James was the boom mic operator in that scene? Did you see that? So funny. How does he come up with this stuff? But
your life in this life in all sunshine and rainbows. You're going to get hit. You're going to keep going forward. And now they're you.
Yeah, man. I was so jealous that Kevin James did that and I hadn't thought of it. You know what else really bothers me? We were talking about what you don't want your podcast guest to do.
Yeah.
I hate, we talked about interrupting, but I hate when they interrupt me with a joke. Like, I hate when someone tries to finish your sentence for you with a punchline. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And comics just do that to each other. Forget about podcasts. When we're having a conversation, people do that to you all the time. But, like, I hate it during a podcast. Like, you're trying to tell a story, and you're trying to, like, you know, talk about something serious. And then you're just like, and then you know what happened? You'll be like, oh, you fucked her. You know what I mean? Or something like that. It's just like, it's like, dude,
yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Like, they always got to stop you and, like, try to put something in. You know,
yeah.
Like, hey, do you know who I saw? And they'll be like something. They'll say something stupid just to try to be. I hate people.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm trying to say. Don't come on my podcast and try to be funny. If we're naturally having fun, fine. But if you're like coming on and you're like, I have to be funny. I don't want you to be funny. Like, I want to be interesting.
It sounds funny to say that, but you're 100% right. You know, it's right.
Yeah.
Like, I had a guy that did that, or a guest early on that did that too. The same thing where he's like, I guess he felt like he had to be funny. He's talking super fast.
Yeah.
But then finally it slowed down and then he was a lot better. Mm-hmm. You know? And then he ended with a pretty, you know, a poignant thought and I liked it.
But you know, people, yeah. If they wanted to listen to stand-up comedy, they'll go put on Pandora.
Yeah.
But they wanted to listen to podcasts. So you don't have to prove to anybody how funny you are on this, unless you're like trying to sell tickets to something.
Yeah,
you know. But you also have to give them a piece of the real you.
But you know,
sorry, let me flip this over because now I know it distracts you.
Yeah, yeah.
My notifications were going off. Somebody was texting me.
Yeah, but back to the.
What if we just said like things about each other? What I hate about a guest? We just said stuff that we were doing like, now.
I hate when the guest's like phone is facing me and just notifications pop up.
I mean, I hate when the guest always has to pee. Because Darren had to pee before we started.
Yeah, I hate when the guest makes me use their bathroom upstairs and has to put the dog away.
Oh,
they tell
God.
Me to go pee in the alley.
Yeah.
No. I hate when the guests, we just start fighting on the podcast.
Naming stuff after each other.
Yeah. No, they, that's funny.
I hate when a guest interrupts me and you just interrupt me while I'm telling you.
I hate
that.
When a guest shows up bald. What the hell? No. But back to learning things like step by step and little by little, it's like, you know, it can, if you guys are going to start something, it can be totally overwhelming when you see, you know, like today I had a new experience, so I joined this boxing gym,
and like see right there, they would have been like, "You had sex or something."
You tried anal for the first time.
Yeah,
just kidding. It ain't your first time, okay? Stop interrupting me. No.
Totally.
But I joined this boxing gym, and like the first year, I think it was more like, "Let me just try to work on my fitness," which is that's never gonna get you know. It's a slow process, man. Like you know, but it is. It's like. I was like, let me just see if I can jump rope. And then it got, you know, a little bit better. And then, but now it's like I'm at the point where one of the professional boxers, like his brother's a boxing coach over in Kazakhstan. Like they're from Kazakhstan. And his brother, like, you know, holds mitts. Whenever I see him, it's a good thing and a bad thing. Because I'm like, I know I'm going to get a crazy hell of a workout and challenge myself. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, I just wanted to take it easy today. I just wanted to jump rope, hit the bag, be mildly sweaty. And that's it, right? Like a normal workout. Like, but when I see that guy, it's my shirt's going to be soaking wet. I'm going to be breathing extra hard. I'm going to be a little scared. And that's it's a very uncomfortable feeling. Like like every time, like because it's one thing if when someone's holding mitts and they're telling you the combinations or like double jab, right hook, you know that kind of thing. Because you have to do it and then you have to memorize it. And then when you mess up, he likes to hit you back with the pad. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Okay.
So now you're like on guard. And it's just like, and then the next level, I remember back in November, he would hold the mitts in the ring, which it's kind of spongy and kind of has some give to it. And then he's not just standing there holding the mitts. He's making me walk. Like he's kind of hunting me down, chasing me down. He's like, move, walk, walk. And then you move like a boxer, pump, 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 and you get out of the way. Then he's like making me change direction. I'm like, kuck, kuck, and you're so exhausted. And then he kind of like will start kind of trying to slap you. So you got to remember to guard up. And that was challenging. And then today, and I swear to God, I was just like, I have not been running. I haven't been sprinting like I need to be. And I go, let's just do two rounds. He goes, come on, man, we do four. And I'm like, So we did, the first round was pretty easy. It was just like, you know, and then, And then I think we did a second round, and he's like, okay, now we're sparring, and I'm not kidding. And I was like, what? And he starts putting the damn hand wraps on.
Do you not normally spar?
No. I mean,
you've been boxing for a few years now, haven't
sparring's
you?
Sparring's next level. Mouth guard, headgear, people are trying to, you know. Dude, okay. I'm not 20. It's like.
So how many years have you been taking, is it classes? Still?
No. It's just, I go where all the pros go, and they're nice enough to take me under their wing, and I stay out of their way and give them respect, and, you know, he was kind of messing with me, saying that we were going to spar, but basically what it was he wanted me to be in the ring and try to punch him, and then he was going to occasionally, like, punch me back, but just in the body or the shoulders or whatever. Okay. But still, that sucks. It's like, I didn't drive down there today to do that. It's like, you know, it's like, man.
So you never sparred?
No. Not like a real sparring? No, I never have. That is next level, dude. That's next level.
Do you think that you could fight someone based off of your years of experience?
That's funny. You think you can when you're hitting the bag and you're like hitting the mitts. But then when you're even in the ring, it was just like, you don't realize, like, number one, how close you have to be to hit somebody. And that's kind of a fearful thing, knowing that they're going to hit you back.
Yeah.
You know, like right now, we're too far away. Mm-hmm. Like this is, so when he was actually yelling at combos, you know. He's like, give me a 1-2-3, and I'm like, I'm just hitting air.
You're like, then I have to get close to you.
Because I was way over here. Because I was like, and then finally, like, I started getting in there. But it was just like, and then another thing is, here's another thing that's good. I didn't know. I learned so much today. And he's right, dude. You know what they can do to you, I never noticed this until he kept stepping on my foot.
Mm.
So when they step on your foot, you didn't expect that. What's the first thing you do? Now you're thinking about your foot.
Yeah.
And so right there,
you're feeling stuck.
You're feeling stuck. You're feeling like, and they know that you're thinking it like, you know, inexperienced people. So he stepped on my foot and I couldn't, sorry, I don't want to mess her.
No, you're fine.
And of course, the first thing I want to do is look down, and then that's when they can just uppercut you, you know? Because they know, like, hey, my foot, and you look down.
Did you look down?
I think I did, yeah. He didn't, you know, he didn't uppercut me though. He might have.
Did he fake it?
Yeah, I think so. And okay. I was just like, so I jerked my foot away. But he said the same, afterwards we talked, and he goes, the same thing. You know, goes, I go, what do you do if someone steps on your foot? He goes, I let them. He's like, because I know, it's like chess. Like, it's like, they think I'm going to look down, or they think I'm going to pull away, waste my energy.
Mm.
He goes, I make them lift their foot, you know.
By just staying still?
Yeah, by just bobbing and weaving.
Like, now they got to lift their foot.
Now they have to lift their foot.
You can hit them, and now they got to move back.
Now they're stuck. Yeah, it's so weird. It's like this. Yeah, multi-level chess game with your body and
head. Has years of experience that he has the instinct to do that.
Yeah.
Because even right now, you learned it.
Yeah.
Who knows if you still have the instinct to do it.
I know. Exactly. I'm outside the ring yesterday, watching these guys, some different guys spar. And I could see what, because the coach kept saying, you know, telling the one guy, don't do any other punches, just do your jab, work your jab. I want to see you do your jab. Only your jab. And the guy was being very stubborn.
Yeah.
And then, and I remember thinking, like, yeah, just do the jab, because people will stop coming forward. You'll freeze them if you hit him with the jab. And the guy wasn't listening. He was trying all kinds of stuff. And eventually he started listening, but it was like, and it worked, you know?
Yeah.
But it's funny. I saw that, and I know what they do. They say, relax. You're supposed to stay relaxed, you know? And I know I'm breathing. But when you're in there and you're trying to punch the guy and he's running around and he's trying to kind of like punch you back in the arm, but I'm actually better now than I was.
How often do you go?
Well, I try to go when I'm in town at least twice a week, sometimes three, sometimes four. But I would say at least three times a week.
That's good.
You know, and I've been stepping up where like I'll go to the boxing gym and then I'll go to like, you know, like Griffith Park and do like a slow jog or walk or something. But I need to throw in like
I remember when you started.
Yeah.
You definitely are more in shape.
It looks like I am, right? Like I feel like my arms are good.
You got bigger. Your arms are bigger. Your chest and shoulders are bigger than when I first met you. That boxing at least got your upper body in shape.
I mean, I know we're sitting like this. So it's like probably like.
Sitting's the worst.
Sitting's the worst. We're on camera like.
Yeah.
But
that's why I love staying in a hotel when I go on the road.
Yeah.
Because I can just sit and not feel like I'm being judged. Mm-hmm. You know, because like you live with your wife and your son.
Yeah.
And I live with my wife.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't feel like sitting down like low like this in front of her because I feel like, you know, she sits next to you, you can see all, that's like the worst way to look at somebody.
Because your wife's all fit and she's like.
Yeah. Everybody looks chubbier when you're sitting.
I love your kettlebells and your medicine ball. You're getting into boxing. You're like, that's my wife.
Yeah, dude. She's in here probably, no joke, 5 days a week.
It's great.
5 days a week she's in here.
I bought a kettlebell. I got a kettlebell.
You bought one?
Yeah, they're great.
Dude, you gotta see those that she's got.
She's got a series of them.
She started and now she's all the way up to like 30 pounds or something. Wow. I don't know what it is.
The kettlebells are great.
Yeah.
At first I thought it was just hype. But then I realized like
you can do so much with it. I use them sometimes to be honest with you, but not as often as her.
It's fun to do the kettlebell swings where you switch hands and you definitely get a good pump.
She watches the videos. Like she's got like all these fitness chicks that she follows and she watches their videos and she does it like the app or whatever. She does whatever they're doing. And dude, probably like 5 times a day. Like she loves it. I think it's I think it's like her favorite thing.
Five times a week, I think.
Five times a week. You know, 5 times a day. Well, she walks like twice a day with the dog. So like she walks probably like at least 4 miles a day. And then 5 days a week, she works out.
That's cool.
And then like 3 to 4 days a week, she does hot yoga.
What?
Which like I got her that for Christmas. That was my gift to her was a membership to the hot yoga that she wanted to go to.
Yeah.
Like she did a trial once with her friend and she was like, I loved it so much. And she's like, but it's too expensive. So like for Christmas, I bought her a couple months. You know, and that was like the gift. But now I'm like, that's the gift that keeps on giving because now I have to keep like paying for it every month.
Yeah.
You know, but I admire her. I mean, but some people, they just like it.
Yeah, whatever you get the endorphins from. Like I get them from that boxing gym where like, you know, there's certain days I do where I'm like, wow, I learned this new thing or I'm practicing or I'm getting better at this other thing. And, you know.
For me, I have to do something that I like. Like how you were saying, like, you know, when you see the one guy, you know, it's going to be a workout that makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And that's probably good for you because it gets you out of your comfort zone. And,
yeah.
And, but for like a guy like me who's like trying to get better about exercising more, I can't have somebody forcing me to do something I don't like because I do have exercises that I do enjoy doing.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the one that's going to break me into exercising. That's going to keep me going back every day. Like if you work my ass off one day, I'm probably not going to come back the next day if I didn't have fun. Yeah. It's not that I'm lazy. I'm not having fun.
Right.
You know, I like to do the stuff I'm having fun doing.
That's why sometimes I like to just go to like you know Griffith Park and just do some mindless exercise.
Yeah, it's
like
I love walking and hiking. It's my favorite.
No one's pressuring me. I'm able to just go out there, just see the fresh air, walk, move, listen to a podcast, make a phone call with somebody, maybe turning everything off and just listen to my own footsteps. You know, sometimes I'll turn my volume all the way down, and then I'll see something funny and I'll Instagram it, and you know, for my IG stories. I love it. It's where I feel creative and. And I know that it's not really like hard exercise, but it's fun. And then sometimes I'll take different paths and stuff up in the hills.
You're serving more than one purpose besides exercise. It's like creativity. Yeah. It's like relaxation and breathing. And I love nature. So if I can get out and walk and hike, that's like my favorite form of exercise. And you know what else, man? I think it's important to find stuff that you do like. Like stop lying to yourself and being like, you know, I should do boxing like Darren does. It's like maybe you're not going to like it though. And then you won't stick with it.
Yeah.
It's one thing to try and then you're going to like fail because you know you're just not into it. You're not going to stick with it. So I think it's important to find something that you like and do that. So I do tennis, which I've been doing for maybe consistently.
How's that going? Because I know you took lessons for a while.
I still take lessons.
Oh.
I still take lessons. I don't think you're ever done learning.
Dude, I want to play tennis. Are you good enough? We could play. We can actually get a volley going and play.
How good are you?
I'm good enough to get a volley going and play.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'll hit it to you. You'll hit it to me. I'll hit it to you. I'll hit it to me. And then one of us will eventually hit it out.
I can do that. I can.
Yeah, that's good. You're good then. Yes.
So if we're both on that level, we can play.
How about when you serve? Like my first serve is sometimes out, and then my second serve is in because I go a little bit more gentle.
Yes. I need to work on my serves too anyway.
Yeah, because some people that don't.
The first time we play, let's not serve.
we'll just
hit it all back and forth. Sometimes I'll just go with another buddy of mine and we play. We just talk and just hit the ball back and forth. And we just talk.
I love to play.
Me too. I was doing the lessons, but it'll be like on again, off again. And so now for like a year, I've been consistently playing.
Can you get competitive yet? Because I love being competitive. Mm. Where it's like, love all. The first one's out. Damn it. Let me get love all.
I'd like to think that I can get competitive.
Yeah.
But you could wipe the floor with me. So we'll find out.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, I brought a friend once. He's like, let's play tennis. And then all his serves were off the court, over the fence. And the, you know, I was like, oh, man, this isn't even, we can't even really play because he's, like, hitting it way at, like, not even on the court. Like
that does, that's, yeah. No, I can play. I don't, I'm, that's yeah. not going to happen to me.
Okay.
I'm not going to say I never hit anything over the fence.
Well, no, I mean, it happens.
Every now and then it happens, yeah. but no, I
and
keep
even
it
when
in.
I lose, sometimes I feel like when I lose, it's because of my own skill, that I suck.
Yeah.
In other words, I need to get a little bit better.
Like my lessons
yeah.
turned into, like after a while, I was just like, oh, hey, we're just kind of playing, huh?
Oh, it's cool.
You know what I mean? Like we're not really having a lesson. Like we're just kind of playing. And then like the day I realized that, I'm like, I think I can actually play with someone. I think I can have a match
yeah,
with someone.
That's good.
I mean, I'm going to get whooped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
it's fun though. You're running around.
I just have fun. Yeah. I really, really have fun and enjoy tennis. Like I really enjoy it. And so yeah, it's just consistently for about a year. But I'm still taking lessons. I don't think you ever stop learning yeah. anything. And I always still need help. And you're probably going to show me some stuff. Everybody has a little bit to bring to the table. Show me yeah. your tricks.
Yeah, well, yeah, my tricks are like, my tricks are basically just try to get it inside the lines.
It's everybody's trick.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah. Everybody perceives things differently.
Yeah.
So if we took the same classes, you might perceive something that I didn't. And then maybe when you and I play, I'm going to pick up on it. You're going to tell me something yeah. that you learned that I didn't.
Because I have played with a couple guys that played in college, but it wasn't very fun because they would just serve it so hard, like, chung! Yeah. I'm just like, oh, man, like this. It wasn't really that fun. You know, yeah. wasn't fun for them either because they're mm-hmm. just like, you know, these 95 mile an hour serves or whatever, however fast it
I have
was.
Two tennis coaches.
Yeah.
One of them, both of them are professional tennis coaches. One of them was a professional tennis player, has won championships and stuff, still in tournaments all the time, right? Mm. And then besides that, I'm friends with both of them.
Yeah.
So we have a good time, okay? And then I have another guy who is an acquaintance, and he teaches taught a long time ago, really little kids. Mm. Okay? So one time, both of my friends and coaches were not available, and I'm like, I really don't want to miss it this week. So I hit up that guy and go, do you want to maybe give me a tennis lesson? He used to teach children.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, and to be honest with you, I thought to myself, like, this guy, you know, what is he going to – he's definitely by far not as good as a tennis player as the other guys. He's not as good as a coach. But he taught me something that I didn't learn from the other guys. And I still use it to this day. I was like, this guy who teaches little kids, I took one of his little things that – like he just had a way of like used to talking to children.
Was it to bring a juice box? I threw a joke in.
You threw a joke in. But you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. like sometimes you'd be surprised. Like, this guy's he's giving you the basics.
I got a question.
Yeah.
How much are tennis lessons? I have no idea. From the acquaintance guy, did you have to pay him the full amount? Or
I've never had to pay for my tennis lessons.
Oh.
Because for some, one guy I have an arrangement. Another guy, we're just close friends and we just kind of talk.
Yeah.
And then I'll take them out to lunch after or something yeah. like that. I always pay for lunch or something like yeah. that. But I've asked, like, what do you normally charge? Because sometimes, like, if I just want to pay you
yeah.
and I don't have to owe you nothing. yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? yeah. The one guy charges, like, $140 an hour.
Damn.
But you're really only going to pay. You're really only going to do an hour.
And what about the acquaintance guy? Was he the guy that you knew the least? So did you yeah. feel like you had to pay him or no?
He asked. He's a comic, but he's... Mm. You wouldn't know him. You know what I mean? Like yeah. that kind of comic.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, he asked me for some stage time, and I just said, like, as soon as I get something, I'll give you something. And I yeah. already have done so.
Yeah.
I've already given him, you know, like 10 minutes on a show. But that's all he wanted. And I only hit with him once. And from that one time, I was like that little tiny thing.
What was the thing that he taught you? Do you remember that you learned?
Yeah. He taught me that, you know, when you hit it, he taught me this... like to bring your arm all the way up. Here, let me move this microphone real quick. Yeah. And this hand is catching this one. So after you swing, that one catches it. And you're like, what's the point of that? And what it makes you do is it makes your right arm do what it's supposed to, which is follow through all the way.
Oh.
And if, like, you should, because it's really hard to get in the habit of doing that. You just hit the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're supposed to go up all the way and follow through. And he goes,
and that puts more spin on it.
He goes,
right?
Like, put this hand here to catch the other one.
Oh, I'm gonna
which
try
makes
that.
You catch it.
Yeah.
And he goes, also, but he said it like he was talking to little kids, and he had these little like little kid jokes and stuff like that. And he'd
that's
be like,
cool.
And be like, or he'd tell me like, hey, like it, you look really cool when you have that pose like that.
Yeah.
He's like, you ever see the tennis players? They're like that in the picture. He's like, that's how you're gonna look after each stroke. He's yeah. like, you'll look really cool. And I'm like, okay. So I kept like trying it, and I don't really do it anymore as far as like this.
Yeah.
But when I'm hitting, I still make sure to wow. really get, bring it up.
So that's cool.
That did help my swing a little bit.
By the way, I also love chess, and my nephews, they have chess coaches and go to tournaments like in Nashville
wow.
and around the country in Vegas, and they have a whole garage full of trophies, and it's amazing, man. And so sometimes I'll pick up little things like from their chess coaches, you know, like I'm over there ear hustling, getting some free lessons. But
yeah.
like some of the things when it comes to chess, like the chess coach would say stuff like, you know, basically like to, you want to control the center of the board. You want to get your pieces out there. Don't keep your pieces like stuck, you know, in the corner.
Yeah.
Like the knight and the rook. A lot of times people just leave those there way too long. And they were like, get your pieces out there. Don't put them in the corner. They haven't been naughty. And I'm like that. You're like naughty toys. Like you're naughty yeah. pieces. Get them out there. Let them
do
play.
Do they enjoy it? The chess?
They love it.
Really?
They love it, man.
They never want to do something like sports or active? Like they got them into chess?
They actually do. They do like basketball and stuff, but wow. they love, because they're really good at chess. And then they have.
It takes a lot of like intelligence, right? Chess.
I think so. Yeah, it does. And then eventually you learn strategy and mm-hmm. you learn little, you know, the famous openings and famous, you know.
Did you like did you ever see that episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee? One of the earlier ones.
With Michael Richards. When he said the N-word?
I mean, that's not from Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Oh yeah, that was from... I threw a joke in.
That was from The Laugh Factory on YouTube.
Yeah.
No, but there's you saw that one with Michael Richards when he was talking about chess.
Yeah.
And he just goes and plays at the park with these like crazy guys that are like homeless, and they're like just, they're like yelling profanities and stuff. And then they'll sit down and play chess, and they're like so intelligent at the chess game.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, I can't even sit with them for 5 seconds. And they'll be like, checkmate. And he's really good, Michael Richards, apparently.
Yeah, I love what he said something on that episode about how there's as many moves on a chessboard as there is grains of sand on a beach. You know?
Wow.
Do you play chess? Do you know how to play chess?
Not even a little bit.
Okay, because there's the knight, it goes in the shape of like the L, like three squares. Like it can the knight can only go dun 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 dun. So the reason you want to have your knight towards the middle of the board, because when it's on the edge, it's guarding something that's not, it can't even be, it's not even on the board what it's guarding. So it's less options. So one of the coaches had said something like, you want to have the knight protecting the better parts of the city, like Beverly Hills or whatever. Not, you don't want them out there, you know, protecting like, you know, Victorville, Bakersfield or whatever, you know, like, I thought that was interesting.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
And it's, if you knew how to play chess, that'd make a little bit more sense.
Yeah. But I don't have any idea, but I'm glad that,
But those are games that you could do even when you're... That's what I like about, you know, when you think about what activities you like, what can you do even as you get older? Like chess, you can do older, you can do it any time of day.
Well, that's the other thing is that I started doing so many activities is that I don't want to be older and not be active.
Yeah.
So that's why I started doing so many more active things. So I started tennis, kayaking, and biking, you know. And I have a joke about
that's
it.
That's cool.
I don't have a finished joke about it, but I try it sometimes, and I talk about like all the stuff that I started doing, and I go like, I don't know why every activity that I chose could be on a Medicare brochure. Like, like biking, kayaking, and tennis, you know what I mean?
It could be on a box of tampons.
But I just...
this weekend, I'm horseback riding.
I think it's very important to find the things that you do enjoy with exercise. And just do those. Like, don't, if you don't like some of that other stuff.
When you kayak, is it by yourself or is there another person in there with you?
Well, I have a kayak that's only one person.
And you do it in a freshwater or in the ocean?
I've done ocean and I've done marina.
Wow.
Yeah, or lake.
Yeah, yeah. Are they both fun?
They are both really fun. Where I went with, when I went in the ocean, it was I get really seasick. I get motion sickness in general. Mm. I've never had a problem on kayaks until I went in the ocean. It was like, it was just a day where it was really rough anyway. Mm. And It was only for a little while, though, because you had to go through this patch to get to the ocean. Mm. So there's like calm water when you put your kayak in and you're calm for a while. Mm. And then when you go around this big mountain, it was like to get around the mountain, it was so choppy. And I was sitting there just going like, oh, man, I think I might throw up like on the kayak. Yeah. I just paddled through it, you know. Got to the other side.
I might yak on the kayak.
That's what they call that.
Do you get a little, when you're out there in the ocean on the kayak, do you get a little nervous, like, what's underneath me? Like, or not? You're just trying to think
about
that.
I don't even think about that. I don't go very deep, to be honest with you. Mm. I don't go very far out there.
Like past the pier? Do you go past the pier?
There's only so many places where you can do what they call public docking. So what that is like, I can pull up, I can drop my kayak in the water and go kayaking. That's public docking. But most of the places, they don't want you to put your boat in the water. It's for private people only. They probably live there. They probably own that dock and stuff like that. Like, you need a permit. So the places that I can go that actually allow are like, when you go in the ocean, there's the like you'll see kids swimming in, like, right there on the waves, the boogie boards and stuff like that. Oh. So, like,
yeah,
you know, if there's a shark, it's getting the kids too.
The little appetizers.
Yeah, we're all going down.
You're the main meal, Lily. How about like Pyramid Lake or like in a lake? Have you done it in a lake yet?
I haven't done Pyramid Lake, which like I'm going to do it this summer. I already have plans to do it. But I have done a lake. I've done Big Bear.
Mm. Is that experience a little bit more pleasant than an ocean?
Lakes and marinas are way more pleasant.
Yeah, and do you wear a life vest?
You
are
don't,
you supposed to? Or
legally, you don't have to have it on, but you have to have it in the kayak.
Yeah.
In case you get stopped.
Oh, and do you ever just want to put it on and just?
I never put it on because I never go deep. I know how to swim, and I never go deep enough.
Yeah,
like if you're in a lake or marina, usually you can just stand up. You can get out, sit in the water, and stand up.
Oh, I see. Oh, you're just kind of going by the shore on the
marinas lake. Are not deep.
Yeah, no, I'm saying in the lake.
And the lake too. They're not deep. No, I go in the middle of the lake.
Oh.
It's just, I mean, I guess that's not true. I guess it is kind of.
That's
deep.
A good rowing. It must be good exercise.
Oh, it's
right?
Great.
Rowing,
like, I love it. And it's just pretty out there.
Yeah.
I like going to the marinas and the lakes the best because, first of all, there's so many houses or boats parked. And you can just go ride by, and I like to look at all the boats.
That's so cool.
Everybody has like a different name on their boat. Like, they call this boat. Like, everybody has like a funny name for their boat.
Yeah.
And you could just, you can just go for a mile and back, and you can just see everybody's house that lives on the lake and. You know, they'll come out and they'll wave to you from the boat or whatever. And I don't know. I just kind of like it.
That's cool.
One time I rented a Duffy boat, which are pretty easy. Anybody can drive them. They're electric. And they're cool. They have like a little picnic table in the middle. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
And I rented one of those. And, like, me and Jen went like on a picnic and we did like a sunset. I just drove it around.
That's cool. I'm big into like not getting sunburned, you know, because I'm a former ginger.
Well, now that one's good. It's got a roof.
Yeah. And I'm shaved. I shave my head. So I'm I'm all about having a straw hat or something in it.
Yeah. Well, do it. Bring the straw hat. Yeah. I go with my cousin kayaking. Mm. He's out there with the straw hat.
Yeah.
And you've never been kayaking?
Never. And you're not necessarily getting wet, are you?
No.
I mean, it's not tipping over and you're not.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No. I mean, you can get a little wet. I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
You know.
I mean, you're not going to have your phone on you, are you?
I bring mine, to be honest with you. Oh. You probably shouldn't if you're inexperienced.
Yeah.
But I bring mine. I put it right in my pocket.
Because you're like, all right, I'm going to be out there and I'm on a boat. I'm on a kayak. It's not like I'm.
I don't do it to like text. I like to take pictures or videos sometimes. So that's the only reason that I bring it, which I guess I should just get a camera.
But that's cool.
They have things. I don't have one, but I've used when I first started kayaking. I used one. It's fishermen use it. It's like an air sealed, tight sealed like little box.
Oh yeah,
that you put your phone in and you lock it, and then you like clip that to your belt. And then when you want to take a picture, you could take it out of the box, take a picture, and you put it back in. So if it were to fall into the water, it's waterproof. The box.
That's cool.
And it floats.
By the way, you know, I thought about this when you said homeschooled, you know. I think being homeschooled, when I was growing up, it was a little odd, a little different. You know, it was like, wow, homeschooled. Like, but I wonder if the popularity of it's grown, you know. Have you ever looked into that?
If more people are homeschooled?
Yeah, I feel like I'm hearing it more that people are homeschooled.
I haven't really heard it more. I've ran into more and more people that were homeschooled too.
Yeah.
And... you know, when you have a podcast called Homeschooled.
Yeah, you're drawing.
No, I was going to say when you have a podcast called Homeschooled, you're constantly online typing in Homeschooled, and you'd be surprised of how many other things are out there.
Yeah.
There's another Homeschooled podcast, which I think is like an educational podcast.
Oh, that makes sense.
I don't even know if they still do it, though, to be honest with you, because I haven't really, like, when you type it in, I'm the first one.
That's good.
There's like a Homeschooled everything.
Billie Eilish, I believe she was homeschooled. That girl that has the big...
Was she?
She just won a couple Grammys or something.
I do know that a lot of famous people are. Yeah. The kids, because like they have to take their class on set.
Yeah.
Like a tutor would come.
But even like, I was thinking about how much homework my son has, and it's like, it kind of, you know, I mean, sometimes when I was a kid, we didn't have, I don't remember having that much homework until high school, you know, but now sometimes these kids, they come home and... You know, they're up till 10 o'clock, 10:30 doing their homework, and then God forbid if they
It's a lot.
If they skip it and then you're getting behind, and you know.
Yeah. I have a lot of nieces and nephews. I know that it's more homework.
I wonder if being homeschooled helps you be like super like prepared and structured and what you said, organized. But you wouldn't know how you'd be if you went to public school.
So. I think it's probably my brain.
Yeah.
I don't think I got it from being homeschooled. I think I just developed it on my own. I think I feel more comfortable with it. I don't think that has anything to do with being homeschooled. I think that being homeschooled could probably hurt you, actually. I think you won't develop social skills. Mm. I think it could really mess you up later.
Did you were you ever in an organization like church or something? Were you around other kids or anything like that?
Yeah. My family belonged to our church, and I mean, I had to go through communion. Because I'm Catholic, so I went to communion classes. Those are a few months.
Oh, that's kind of like school a little bit, right?
Yeah, but on Sundays. I had Sunday school, and then I had confirmation, which you do that when you're a teenager, which that was pretty exciting because by that time I was that age, I was into girls, and I was finally like in a classroom with like 20 girls, and I'm like, this is awesome.
This is awesome.
I have a crush on all of you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my son, there's a girl that he has a little crush on, and... So this is actually pretty cool for school. They in social studies they have to pick something they're interested in, and then when the homework for it was either it said like it can either be a three, you know, like a poster board that you fold three times, you know, like those really big poster boards, or it could be it was all these things that were a little bit boring. But one of them that was cool, it said you could write a song, do a little bit of a speech and a little bit of, and a song about that topic, and. He lit up, man, because he's a musician.
I know he is,
So it's great. He grabbed his ukulele and created this whole song. And he goes, now I need to work on the hook. And then he has the hook, which he knows repeats. And he said that even just him bringing the instrument into class, the kids lit up and were like, yay. And it was so awesome. The teacher asked him to do it for other people. And then the girl that he had a crush on, she'd heard about it. And that's why he was a little bit late today to the car with my wife picking him up, because he's like, yeah, her and her friends, they wanted me to sing the song. So he sang the song. And that's so cool, man.
Man, guitars always work.
I know.
Always exactly. Get the chicks. You know what? I did a career day once. My aunt is I think it's middle school teacher. Mm. And she asked me to do the career day. And that was pretty fun because I was actually a little nervous at first. I actually, like, the night before, like, wrote out what I was going to say to them.
That's good.
And I put together a slideshow of I brought my laptop. And then I put together a slideshow of like pictures of me doing stand up and like pictures of me with like famous comedians and stuff, and they would get a kick out. But it was just so funny because you knew the whole day they were hearing other speakers, probably like, oh, I'm an accountant or boring stuff.
Yeah.
And then when I walked in and I'd be like, hey guys, so I'm a stand up comic, they were all like, what? And like everybody was
that's
sucked
cool.
in, you know?
That was here in LA?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was a fun experience. I might do that again because they asked me to do it the next year, which I wasn't available, but I'll do it again if they ask me next time. Because the kids all signed
like a
card.
Man, that's good that you were organized. With the laptop, what did you have? Did you do like a were you ever project images or something, or are you just showing them the laptop?
So some classrooms didn't have the projection, but I just showed them the laptop. Mm. And some classrooms, they had it. They let me just plug it right in, and they had it right there on the projector.
Oh, that's
which
so
is pretty cool.
See,
I had pictures of me of like Gabriel Iglesias and Kevin Hart and stuff.
I would already be lost because I don't even know how to do what you just said. But I'm sure it's pretty...
Well, the teachers, I didn't know. I planned to show them all on the laptop.
Yeah.
But the teachers were like, you know, I can just plug that into my projector, right? And I'm like, go ahead. And they just did it for me.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was fun to like hear like little kids to be like, you know, some classrooms I'd be like, they'd be like who do you like work with? And I'd be like, you guys know Joey Diaz? And they'd be like, no. You know, and then one class there would be like one kid that was like, yes, and then you go, okay, well, do you guys know Joe Rogan? And they go, and like two of them be like, yeah, and everybody else no, and then they'll be like, what other comics have you worked with? You know, they want to see something. Yeah, I go, you guys know Gabriel Iglesias? And they're like, yeah, you know, they all knew him.
Fluffy.
Yeah, yeah, you guys know Kevin Hart? Yeah, like, you know, he's my favorite. And then like I had pictures with both of them. I would show and stuff.
That'd be funny if you just start lying.
Yeah.
You guys know Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
So do I.
I show them some picture of me and some black comic. They're like, that's not Eddie Murphy.
No, it is. It is. It is. He's wearing. He was in 5 hours of makeup that day. It's Eddie Murphy.
You know, but I do have some pictures of me when I got to write on some TV shows. You know, I wrote on Always Sunny and I wrote on a couple TV shows and stuff. And I did take pictures with like the cast and me writing with the team. And I showed them that. And that was cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. What do you say we get out of here?
Let's do it, man.
You ready to go? It's been a long day. I don't know about you, but I think I was thinking about going to the Comedy Store. But then I'm like, well, maybe I'll go to the HaHa because I think I know the guy who's running the show there.
Do it. Let's do it. Whatever you want to do.
But okay. No, I was going to say, it's been a long day. I think I'm just going to like go throw this on. I got to go edit this. And like, I'm like, I think
what's
at
the HaHa tonight? Maybe I'll go there.
It's
a Tuesday show. It'll how late does it go?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. What time is it? It could be over.
It's almost 9 o'clock. Yeah.
No, they'll probably go to 10. Maybe we're still running over there. That gay kid, he like on the road. He's a really sweet kid. He opens up
Percy.
Percy. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that guy.
I think it's his show tonight, and he's like he's a really nice guy. And I thought, like, maybe I'll pop in there and just show my face. And
I'm gonna do it. Sean Kerrigan's over there.
I'm not gonna go out.
Even if you just do it for a half hour.
Nah, because it won't be a half hour.
Yeah.
It'll take me a half hour just to pack up all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then it'll, you know what I mean? I gotta get edit this. I just want to get it over with and get my week settled for the week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was thinking about it, but I think I'm gonna just work on this stuff because I have like other videos that are still on the camera that I need to like upload to the hard drive so I can make space on the camera for tomorrow's episode.
Don't you find that? I found that with doing videos and podcasting, sometimes it does make it harder to go out to those clubs, right? Like,
yeah.
Because I'm like, well, I got work to do at home I could be doing, and especially if I'm not getting on. But I don't know. But when I do go out, I'm always happy I went out. But then
me too.
It's like,
Get me wrong. Yeah. I go out a lot, and I force myself after these podcasts and stuff. But this week, I have a busy week. This week I have 3 podcasts instead of 2.
Mm.
And I'm actually booking shows in April. Like I don't have an agent. Yeah. I do it all myself, which I'll tell you about when we're done. And then, what else was I going to tell you? Oh, this week, you know what, bro? With the coronavirus bullshit, not that I believe I'm going to get sick or I'm going to get a virus.
Yeah.
It's flu season.
Yeah.
Whether you want to believe in coronavirus or not, it's flu season.
Dude, I got a flu.
And if someone hears you sneezing or coughing or something, he's got coronavirus. I feel like the shows are going to be empty. It's raining right now. Like, I feel like people aren't going out of their house. You know, the stock market's crashed. Like, people are just, like, kind of scared and buying toilet paper and stuff. I'm like, I'm not doing a comedy show this week. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And
I got Texas this week. I'm in El Paso. But
on this weekend?
Yep, Thursday through Sunday.
Nice. Anything on St. Patrick's Day? I was trying to get work for St. Patrick's Day. I got nothing on St. Patrick's Day.
What do I'm going to look at my phone now. I know I said don't do it, but I am going to look at my phone.
Let's see. Wrapping up here anyway.
What am I doing on March 17th?
I'm going to do some shout-outs, so get that ready.
Go ahead, please do.
I'm going to give a shout-out to Jack.
I'll be at the Roosevelt Hotel March 17th. Roosevelt Hotel.
Where's the Roosevelt Hotel?
It's in Hollywood. You want to go with me? It's in Hollywood and Highland.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Because like I don't have anything, and I thought like maybe I'll stay home because people are drunk.
I can introduce you to the booker.
Okay. Yeah, maybe I'll go with you. All right. Before you continue, let me read my shout-outs. Jack, I think it's the Boltsmith. I want to give a shout-out to my dude, Adam Macias, Mark, Obi-Ren Kenobi, and our who do we got here? RM K-Bear. Thank you guys so much for the love, the support, and Just in general, just reaching out and being a human being. All right. What other dates you got?
I need to thank my listeners for being human beings. I want to thank you for being a human being.
Yeah.
Dude, can I just tell you something? This is another beautiful thing. I got Northern California coming up. I got Sacramento, Stockton, Antioch. But I want to say...
where can they go? DarrenCarter.com?
DarrenCarter.com. Okay. And, you know, if they want to hit that PayPal button, I take donations. And people, it's wonderful when you get, like, surprised, right? You get the email notification. Ding! You know, Michael Knox gave me $100.
What?
And it was, like, beautiful, man. So thank
you. Nice, dude.
Thanks for being a human being. Seriously, though. I mean, he's the highest donator. But and other people have donated to MF. I had a guy that mailed me something that was really cool. Let me get his name correctly. Is it cool if I do that?
He
mailed me because I have a P.O. box. Do people mail you stuff? Have you had that happen
yet? I don't
have
a P.O. box.
Or an address? Or do you...
No.
Nobody's mailed you anything yet?
Just sponsors.
That's cool.
But when I go out to their town, when I come to their town, they bring stuff.
It's...
People bring me gifts to the shows, so...
That's what I'm saying, like...
Because I don't have an address where people can mail me stuff.
Well, no, he emailed me and goes, hey, I bought something for you. It's because I'm the party starter. So he bought, like, this party light, that like this disco light.
Oh, cool.
And he goes, can I send that to you? And so I said, yeah, mail it to me.
Yeah.
So I give him, you know, my address or whatever.
Did you open a P.O. box just so he can send it to
no,
you?
No, I've had that for years because, you know, when you, like, move around or something, you want all your, like, tax information sent to one place because if you... yeah, you don't want stuff getting lost in the mail, but yeah.
Well, apparently,
shout out to Marlon Dunbar.
Hey, I was gonna say apparently your listener is a little bit more generous than mine, apparently. And now I'm on your episode. So hey guys, I'm not really into lights, but I really like
money.
I really like whiskey.
There you go. Yeah, take that to the tennis court.
No. Yeah, right. Imagine somebody mails me a tennis racket. Hey, I'll take it.
That'd be cool.
It would be cool.
Or imagine like stuff that you're really into, like getting sponsors for that. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like is it tennis equipment, you know?
Yes. I do. I have had people make me stuff, like artists and stuff like that. But
that's
like,
cool.
Usually they'll give it to me when we meet in person.
That's really cool.
Yeah. It's another, like I said, man, I didn't want to do this podcast.
Oh, we talked about YouTube. I remember one day you and I were texting back and forth, but it was right when I was on an airplane getting ready to take off. So I had to be like, I got to go. But you started and you were pretty excited about that.
Well,
that was about 5 months ago, I think.
Yeah, YouTube's going pretty slow.
It is. It's a slow burn. It's a slow burn.
I mean, I do all the podcasting and audio and stuff like that, but now I've handed over the YouTube to Kevin completely. So recently.
Is it your? It's your channel, though.
It's my
right?
channel. So Kevin, who edits the videos, is now going to start building. But this is, we're talking recent.
But like, you can put your stand up on there. Like,
of course.
You
know, okay. It's my channel.
Yeah. Put your stand up on there.
Yeah. No, I do. I do. I do have some stand up on there. It's just, I wasn't as consistent, and I didn't find the time to do it so often. So I have given that responsibility to Kevin, and he's going to start working it. But yeah, we are blessed. You know, I don't want to make it seem like I don't like podcasting because I learned to love it. And it's another outlet, like you said. And I'm glad that I've met so many great and generous people.
And you never know
people.
Who you're connecting with. There's this woman that listens and I looked her up and she's like in Michigan. And it's like, I don't know how people find us. They eventually find, maybe, I don't know how they find us, but it's cool. And it's that support system, right? Like you'll be like, and you know, you may not have like the 10,000 plus listeners like some of these big people have, but it's like, you know, I remember one day and I'll end on this. I remember I was at the Comedy Store one day about 5 years ago, and there was four comedians that were hanging out, and they were kind of like, these guys are always kind of down and kind of like complaining. And then I hadn't seen them for a while, and I went back, and they were all in a good mood, and they had all recently had started their podcast, and I thought, man, that's when the light bulb went off on me again to start mine, because I thought, you know, they put it out there, like Steve Simone's a good example,
and he
has like a support system of like, you know, like, get him, buddy, go crush out there, you got this, all that. That's kind of what you need as a comedian when it's down and you're by yourself. It's good to have that, you know, the people that are like, you know, retweeting your podcast link or giving you that, you know, like, hey man, I just listened, I'm on a walk right now, that was really cool when blah happened. Or I had a guy tell me he went through some marital problems and the podcast, you know, was one of the ones that uplifted him and made him feel a lot better. And so, you know, I think about that.
Yeah. And that goes back into what we were saying. It's the little things. It's the little by little. It's the little things that get you through everything. Those down feelings and those regrets, or why am I doing this? Is this worth it? They're going to happen. And it's those little things that pull you through that just go like, oh yeah, that's why I do it. I reached that one guy.
Yeah. I want to tell you this too. I was listening to, I listen to a lot of different podcasts, especially when I'm on the road, and I listened to Dean Del Rey. He had on Marc Maron, and it was interesting to hear even, you know, Dean is like 500 and something episodes in, and he's got a Patreon set up. People are, you know, he's got, you know, a lot of money coming in from that. And he said he was getting bummed out because he goes, here I am. He said he wanted to quit. Like, he goes, I wanted to quit 6 months ago. And Marc Maron was like, really? He's like, yeah, man. Cause you know, he's like, he said he's had all these dream guests that he wishes he could get. And then somebody, some big star starts a podcast and then they get the dream guest right away.
Yeah.
And it's deflating. It takes the wind out of your sails.
It is.
And then Mark was like, well, you got to get used to it, man. Cause it's just too easy now. These managers, these agents, they know that you should start a podcast and then boom. And then other celebrities will be on it and blah, 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 blah. And
yeah,
you know, that can take the wind out of your sails.
You know? Yeah, but absolutely.
You just keep going forward and know that we're.
You know, and then all of a sudden, you know, you'll get a great guest.
Yeah.
And then it brings you back.
Yeah.
And it's just like stand up too. Like you'll have a bad set and you'll go like, maybe this isn't for me.
Yeah.
And then you'll have one great set and you're I'm the best ever.
And I don't even know if I want the big guest. Like that's not even my. I mean, it could be eventually, but I mean, I'm having more fun doing this podcast with you.
Yeah.
Than you know. When I've had guests that were, you know, where I felt I got to be more on my toes and got to think about my interview question and I got to, and it's a little bit stressful.
And I found like when you get big guests on, they bring their audience, they listen to that one episode and then they don't listen to your other episodes. It's like, I'm here for the people that are like interested in what I have to offer. You know, I'm a not famous stand-up comedian who is documenting my journey right now. I'm not already famous telling you what happened a long time ago and how I got here. I'm not famous telling you what's happening right now, documenting the journey. So you can come along for the ride with me, or you can wait until I'm famous and go back and listen to them. Either way, it's being documented, you know? And that's like kind of that's the whole theme of the Homeschool Podcast. We're documenting the journey. That's it, bro. That's right. It, my dude. So DarrenCarter.com for all the tour dates. You guys,
follow me on Instagram. The website's cool, but Instagram is official Darren Carter. Sorry, I cut you off.
Official Darren Carter.
And the podcast is called Pocket Party. And check out the YouTube channel. And Augustino, thank you so much for having me on. And I love how far you've come. You know?
Thank you, man. I appreciate
it. It's inspirational. I'm inspired.
You too. You're all buff now.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Let's hit some tennis soon, dude.
Yeah. I feel like because he's. Couches are super soft. I feel like this is not like.
Yeah.
Hope we don't have guts on camera.
Oh, for sure you do.
Exactly. The camera adds 10 pounds. Just focus on my forearms.
Uh huh. This camera adds 20.
Oh yeah, 30. This camera adds 30 pounds.
You guys head over to homeschooledpod.com. Click on tour for all my upcoming dates. If I'm coming to a town near you, don't miss it. I will be in Hemet, California, March 21st. And I got a lot of more tour dates coming up. I got stuff in the works, so make sure that you're constantly on homeschooledpod.com checking tour or clicking on merch because we have our Homeschool Podcast t-shirts, hoodies, everything's on there. And Kevin's currently working on a new design for our new Homeschool Podcast t-shirt, which I'm excited about. It's going to be really cool, and I want to see a lot of you guys rocking it. All right, you guys, thank you for tuning in to the Homeschool Podcast. I want to thank Darren Carter for being a guest today and for having me as a guest.
Thank you, Augustino.
On the Pocket Party Podcast. And I want to thank all of the listeners from both Darren's listeners and my listeners here at Homeschool Podcast for
We just doubled it, man. We got 50 now.
Yeah.
25 plus 25.
Oh! Yeah, we just doubled it up. We sometimes we got to come together.
Yo, Marlon, send this brother a light.
Hilarious. But thank you guys so much. We know you got a lot of options for podcasts, so the fact that you tune in to two guys like us, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys next time.
Two guys like us. All right.